We're moving up to the north of the county over to the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, where Fine Gael councillor Declan Ryan joins me on the line. Good morning, Declan. Thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show.
Morning on Hannah on this beautiful morning.
Lovely morning so far, and we'll be having it for the next few days. We're looking at your motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting, Declan. Your first one is in relation to the council undertaking an immediate structural assessment of the Ardclough Canal Bridge. What was the reason for bringing this up with the council? What was their response to it?
Well, the bridge in Ardclough now is a very, very narrow bridge, and it's been hit constantly by big HCP trucks, and it's just not suitable for these trucks to be going over. Ardclough is a beautiful little village, and they have a lovely museum, Ardclough Guinness Museum there, and they organise walks and everything else out to the Ardclough Way. And I was out there recently, there a couple of Saturdays ago, and here was 12 people out for a lovely walk. It's an organised walk, and trying to get over the bridge, and there's an Ardclough coming up over the bridge. The unfortunate thing is our rural roads here in Kildare are not suitable for these big HGVs. And I heard yesterday talking to my colleague Rupert Herbert, and like as he said, the Google Maps is sending them these ways. Some of the truck drivers don't even know where they're going, and they hit this bridge that they just know nothing about, you know. And I mean, we're looking for a weight restriction, but I mean, the feedback coming back is that it's a good solid bridge, but solid bridge as it might be, it's just not wide enough for these new trucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's difficult enough for cars to get over it.
Let alone a big HGV truck. Is there any signage on that bridge at the moment that says, or maybe signs when approaching it, saying that it isn't going to be wide enough for a big truck to go over it?
No. There's very, very few signs. And the signs that are there, unfortunately, you don't even see an awful lot of them because there's pretty overgrowth and everything on them. And like, the council did promise me that they would get out there and make the signage that is there at the moment visible, even though it's very, very small, but that they would look at putting extra signage further back from the bridge, not just at the bridge alone, because, I mean, these trucks, when they get to the bridge, it's too late. There's nowhere to turn or anything else, you know. And basically, like, these trucks, they're trying to avoid traffic. They're coming off the Naas Road, and they're not even going into Ardclough or Selbridge or anything else. They're trying to get probably onto the Naas Road or something, from the Naas Road over to the West Road, the Galway Road. Our rural roads in Ireland are not made for these trucks, and I think something has to be done about. I mean, I understand that there are some trucks that need to go into these places for deliveries and that, but that's okay, but not a constant flow of trucks over this bridge. It's just no longer suitable, and it can't be sustained.
Yeah, I suppose it's a bigger conversation that can be had about the rural roads and how much traffic, especially the big trucks that are on them now. But Declan, your next two questions and motions to the council are in relation to Croydon Estate. The first one is about what protection is proposed for the homes adjacent to the deep excavation and rock breaking works currently being done by Uisce Éireann. Are there any kind of protections in place for those homes?
Well, it's very hard for the councillors even sometimes to get information from Uisce Éireann, and we've been raising this with the council, and they keep putting us back to Uisce Éireann. Now, we had a meeting 2 weeks ago with Uisce Éireann, and they finally agreed to meet the residents. And I mean, this is the first time I've seen Uisce Éireann coming to meet a residents association, and they sat down with them last Thursday, and I believe the meeting talking to the residents was very constructive. They were basically very happy with what came out of the meeting. There's a few little bits and pieces to be ironed out, which there always is. But I believe Uisce Éireann have appointed a consultant now to oversee the works that have been done. Like, Croydon is an estate that was built back in the 60s and 70s. And it's if you take a modern estate where everything is flat, all the houses are on the same level, Croydon is not there on up and down and everything else. And I mean, there was one house there that did have some sides a number of years ago and had to be rebuilt. So hopefully now, as I say, with them sitting down with Uisce Éireann, there's a contact there now with Uisge Éireann, because it's all right coming to councils, and then the councils have to go to Uisge Éireann, and Uisge Éireann have to go. You know, it was a circle which doesn't really work. But they sat down with them, and I think the Crowdon residents are happy-ish now that they're making progress and they have a contact directly with Uisge Éireann.
All right, some good news there for the residents then. Also about Crowdon Estate is about the 300-year-old oak tree located within that estate. Again, it's more protection about it because of those proposed works by Uisge Éireann. Was that something also talked about in that meeting?
I presume so. No, yeah. I wasn't at the meeting myself, you know, but it's a tree that was planted back in the 1700s. I can't actually remember. It was planted because of some birth of a child to do with you know, the Castletown house and all that. But I just can't remember the details now. But they are going to put a screen around it. It's not that they're working quite close to it, but these big diggers, you know, that have a big swing on them, want to make sure that was on. I think that's been rectified as well, hopefully, anyway, you know.
All right, Declan, thanks so much for your time on the show this morning. That is Fine Gael councillor Declan Ryan from the Selbridge Leaks. Let me